We're holding the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom by the two dots. Ubeprokim shoyel mipnei hakoved umeishiv. Ubeemtza shoyel mipnei hayira umeishiv. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, when it says meishiv machmas mai, what's it being meishiv for? Ilei mipnei hakoved, meaning, beprokim shoyel mipnei hakoved umeishiv, and you respond accordingly also machmas kovid. So Zog the Gemara, hashtel mishal shoyel. If you're allowed to be shoyel, you're allowed to initiate machmas kovid. Adurim iboya, you need to tell me that you're allowed to be meishiv, correspond accordingly. If you're allowed to initiate machmas kovid, of course you're allowed to be meishiv, machmas kovid. Ela must be shoyel mipnei hakovid. Shoyel is indeed mipnei hakovid. Umeishiv shol mechol adam. And the chiddush in meishiv is, since you're not initiating, you're allowed to be meishiv even lechol adam. So ibazoi, eima seifa. It says in the Sefer, ube'emtza shoyim nehayira umeishiv. In the middle, you're shoyim nehayira and you're meishiv. Umeishiv machmazmai. What are you being meishiv for? So because it's mipnei hayira, so you're allowed to be shoyel even be'emtza. Now it says, accordingly, you're meishiv. You're meishiv machmazmai. Ilema b'nei hayira, if likewise you're meishiv mipnei hayira, that means be'emtza you're shoyim nehayira and you're also meishiv mipnei hayira. So Zogma, what again? What's the chiddush? Hash the mishal shoyel. If you're allowed to be shoyel and initiate because it's mipnei hayira, so adurim iboya, you need to tell me you're allowed to answer. Zogma, ela must be mipnei hakovid. So ela must be it's going on mipnei hakovid. It's not going that you're being meishiv accordingly mipnei hayira, but rather mipnei hakovid. So Zogma, hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Zoi, this Tanakam is the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanakam, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer be'emtza shoyel mipnei hayira. Be'emtza yishoyel mipnei hayira. You're allowed to initiate mipnei hayira. Umeishiv mipnei hakovid. So if Yehuda says that the meishiv, since we said meishiv can't just be accordingly, that's a dover poshut, it's not a chiddush, so umeishiv, you're allowed to be meishiv even mipnei hakovid, because you're not initiating, so you're allowed to be even if it's only mipnei hakovid, less than yira. Uvefrokim, zok de Yehuda, shoyel mipnei hakovid, yishoyel mipnei hakovid, you're allowed to initiate mipnei hakovid between the parshas. Umeishiv shol mechol adam, and the bigger chiddush is allowed to be meishiv. Since only being meishiv, it's even shol mechol adam, even if it's not covered. So Rabbi Zoi is hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Then if that's the case, then Rabbi Meir is saying the same as Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara chesurim mechzav achkatoni. This you have to learn up Rabbi Meir. Beprokim shol bnei hakovid between the parshas is shol bnei hakovid. Ve'ain tzach loy mashu meishiv. You don't have to tell me the chiddush that he's meishiv bnei hakovid. It's upgraded, of course. If you're allowed to be shoyel initiate, you're allowed to answer bnei hakovid. So it's takan ain't zach loymar, and likewise ube emtza shob neayira ain't zach loymar shu meishiv. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir takan don't say chiddush in the meishiv. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer be emtza shoyim neayira umeishiv neakovit. That be emtza you're allowed to be shoyim neayira ain't allowed to answer even neakovit, which is takan chiddush. And likewise be prokim shoyim neakovit you're allowed to be shoyim neakovit be prokim initiate. Umeishiv shalom l'chol adam. And the chiddush is allowed to be meishiv even shalom l'chol adam. That's how the Gemara explains the machlokes in the Mishnah of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the chiddush and Rabbi Yehuda. La halacha we take a paskin be'etzim like Rabbi Yehuda in Simen Samach Vav, that bein haprokim yeshoyim na'akovit, for instance, a Talmud Chochem, a Zokain, and yemeishiv l'chol adam, which is a bigger chiddush, and be'emtza yeshoyim mipnei hayira, for instance, Aviv, Rabbi, or a Melech, and yemeishiv na'akovit, you're allowed to be meishiv mipnei hakovid. Now, in the middle of Shema, or in the middle of Baruch Shem Kvod, you're not allowed to answer at all. You're not allowed to be shoyel, you're not allowed to be meishiv, unless pikuach nefesh. But that's Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Over there, only pikuach nefesh is doichet. Now, this might be true, that you might pass like a Yehuda, but Lemaisa is brought down in the Poskim Mishpura, everyone, that today, we're not shoyel mipnei hakovid, we're not shoyel mipnei hayira, we're not meishiv, we don't see people in shul, saying Shalom Aleichem to someone else because of COVID and answering. We don't even answer from Pesukah Zimran onward. We're not mafsik. So the halacha be'etzim, we don't fear zich, it's not noyik to do so. Tosfos over here in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says a gevaldig yisoy, Tosfos de mamaschil shoyim b'nei hayira. So Tosfos again, like we said, Rameh Rebbe Yehuda halacha Rebbe Yehuda, the Omer afilu be'emtza meishiv b'nei hakovid. So zoy oy bazoy, if you allow to be meishiv be'emtza b'nei hakovid, that was the chiddush of Rebbe Yehuda. Im kenirish mutalano is kaddish v'kedusha be'emtza kriyashma. We're discussing now in the middle of kriyashma. If you allow to be meishiv, so mibnei hakovid, we said
Afilu be'emzi yilad mimeish min ha'kovet. So if someone is in the middle of Kriya Shema, and now it's time to answer Kaddish HaKadosh, Yehesh Me Rabba Kodesh Kodesh, Ein l'cha kovet gol mizeh. The Ein l'cha zoktayis is mimeh kovet gol mizeh. The kovet of the Eibish to answer Kodesh, to answer Yehesh Me Rabba, so you for sure is allowed to be mafsik in the middle. That's what Tosis wants to say. Now, there's a discussion in the Achronim that may, the Pnei Yeshua discussed it, I think, you could be mechalik, because the Eibishter zehu kvoidoi, the Eibishter fakert, the Eibishter doesn't want you to answer Kodesh Kodesh now. The Eibishter doesn't want you to answer Yehesh Mei Rabbo. The Eibishter wants you to be Oisik now in Kriyashma. So zehu kvoidoi takanat to be meshiv. But Kapodim Tosis wants to say that Kol Shkein, you should be able to be answer Kaddish and Kedusha. However, the Tosis digresses and he says, "I'll be empty Shmona Esrei." In the middle of Shmona Esrei, then it's also to answer the Mashmal Kamon that you don't answer in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Now, then Tosis goes into the sugya that when a person is in the middle of Tefila Amida and he's Mispal Levadoi and the Shatz is Magil Moedim, so in order not to be purged from the Tzibur, you Yashchil Moedim, you also bow down. Avaloyoyim Moedim. You don't say moedim. V'davka shoy be'emza brocha, but besayv brocha not, because it looks like you kriya b'shul brocha, and eli kriya b'chol brochas, only but ones that chomer m'sakin. The Rebbe Taisus finished off, v'bein etama yirogel sheyemamtin bo'is hefele. That means, before he started the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, he had a very long Shmoneh Esrei, and he didn't want to miss out on Kaddish and Kedusha, so he used to wait, instead of just during Shmoneh Esrei be quiet and Shmoneh Koina for Kedusha or for Kaddish, he used to wait to start from o'is hefele before Shmoneh Esrei starts, Oisefele, Kedelahano is Kaddish and Kedusha Matzibur, and he was answered over there, Kaddish and Kedusha. This is Rabbi Natan Shitosoi that holds later on that it's a hefsek of Shmoneh Koina. So that's why he taka waited by Shir Chadosha, by Oisefele, by Micho Moicho, that he waited then to say Kaddish and Kedusha, he waited to start Shmoneh Esrei until they finished Kaddish and Kedusha. But Yosoiva, and his opinion is, that Afilu Shoki de Ligma as Hakola and Chayzel Rosh, even if the time that you're waiting is longer that to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you're not Chayzel Rosh. But that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that he was mamtin by Oisefele. Now in the Shita of Tosis, where Tosis says that Nira Shemut Alam is Kaddish and Kedusha be Emta Kriyashma, the Enlecha Kovet Gol Mizeh, so there's a need in the Achronim, I think it's a Kvega, that he's milchalik between what you're being mafsik for in the Emtza. You're only being meshiv Emtza, meaning Kaddish and Kedusha is being meshiv. You hear Kaddish, so you're being meshiv Kedusha. You hear Kaddish, you're being meshiv Yehesh Mei Rabo. That's taka meshiv. But she'enkein, let's say when you hear thunder outside, and you want to make a brocha with thunder and lightning, so that is not called meshiv, that's initiating. That's shoyel. So that would taka not be so poshut that even according to Shitas Tosis, that you're allowed to be meshiv was Einlecha Kovet Gol Mizeh, it would taka be only meshiv, but not shoyel. And saying a bracha of Koichu Gvurosoi, that's more than being meshiv alone.
Oh, so the Gemara continues, Daf Yudalad Amar Aleph, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned likewise. Hakoyre Eshma Upogaboy Rabbi Ogolli Menu. If someone is Pogaboy Rabbi Ogolli Menu, which is COVID, so beprokim between the Pasha Shol of Nea COVID, you're allowed to show you're allowed to initiate. The Ain Sachloim Ashumeshiv, that's Shitas Rameo Tanakama, that it's taken out of Chiddish Lagami Meshiv, that it's Meshiv Nea COVID, it's Ain Sachloim. Ube Emza Shol of Nea Yira in Emza als Yira. The Chiddush is allowed to even be emtza initiate. Ve'ein tzach lo'em shu meishim, fashteitzach allowed to be meishim. If you're allowed to initiate, for sure you're allowed to answer. Divrei Rebbe Meir, like we said it before, that's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Rebbe Yehuda is mechadish, be'emtza shol b'nei ayira, be'emtza you're allowed to shol b'nei ayira, u'meishim b'nei akovet. Ain't allowed to be meishiv, but it's only b'nei akovet. Faket, even b'nei akovet, that's a big Chiddush taka. That even b'nei akovet, because you're only being meishiv, you're not initiated. Ube prokim between the parashas, yeshol b'nei akovet taka. Umeishiv shol mechol adam, and the chiddush is that if you're meishiv, since you're not initiating, it's even a bigger chiddush taka. Kong to Abiyudah Shita, like we said before, we pass like Abiyudah, like Tosis says, you're meishiv shol mechol adam. Zogdik mal weiter boy minei achetonet ve'rabchir. Bahalul megillah mahu shiyafsik. Why is a new kasha? Since we just finished establishing that by Kriyashma, the halacha of Meshiv and Shoyal, Be'emtza and Be'prokim, does that same din, is that applicable by Halal and Megillah? By Megillah Sesta and by Halal? What's unique about Halal and Megillah? What's the suffix? Ma'u Sheyafsik. Do we say that what? Mi'am Gilon Kal B'choyma. Kriyashma Deraisa. Kriyashma is Deraisa. And still it says, Yepoisek, We know there's a halacha that we just said now, legabi poisig, market isle, market isle. Mermay and Rabbi Yehuda. So halal the rabbonon, halal is only the rabbonon, mi boya. So of course it's allowed to be mafsik. If you're allowed to be mafsik by the raisa, so for sure by halal megillah. I do know halal megillah is more chomer, even though it's rabbonon. Pesum and nisa odif. Pesum and nisa is different. Megillah, we know it's pesum and nisa. State on taste the chiddush that hal the gemara means. State in the gemara chiddush that hal is also pesum and nisa. Meaning hal is not just merely you say hal to mishabech the ebisha to be moided to the ebisha. It's not just shvach vaydo. Hal is a way to be mefarsim the shvach vaydo berabim. It's pesum and nisa. So that's why it's pesum and nisa might be shiny, and that's why even if by kriyash maderaisa you take a poisuk, but hal drabonon maybe not. It's odif, and that's the gemara's sofik. That Gemara answers, Omale Poisik, that by Halal and Megillah Yitaka Poisik, the Ein B'kach Klum. Ein B'kach Klum is a question of how you learn that, but Ein B'kach Klum, one of the ways to understand it is, Ein B'kach Klum, we're not concerned about the Pesum Nisa aspect. Meaning, the question was, maybe don't be Poisik because Pesum Nisa is shiny. Omale Poisik, the Ein B'kach Klum, and don't worry about the Pesum Nisa aspect. This overrides the Pesum Nisa, and Ein B'kach Klum ain't allowed to be Poisik. Being Poisik by Halal, we'll see soon in Toises, but it's obviously talking about that you made a bracha on the halal. If you didn't make a bracha, then you stam said kapit l'chtilim. So what's the paisik b'chlal? So that's going to be a nida now. We're going to see in Toises about making a bracha on chatzi halal, on a minig or not. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbe, yomim shay yochid goyim benes a halal, the days that a yochid is goyim a halal, meaning halal sholem, bein perek leperek paisik, beemtza perek ein a paisik. So we differentiate. Bein perek leperek, between the kapitlach, you're poisik. But be'emtza perek, ain't a poisik. So what's the yom shayochet goyim ben esahalot? So Rashi says that it's a choyve l'chol odom, ve'em echad ve'esrim yom b'shona, 21 days in the year. Like it says, k'namina meseches erchin, over there we say in erchin that the 21 days are 8 days of Chanukah, you say halos sholem, 8 days of Sukkot, you say halos sholem, the first day of Pesach, because the other days it's chatzi halal, and Shavuos, and that's 18 altogether. And then there's another 3, because in Chutz La'aretz you have the second day of Pesach, meaning the second days of Pesach, the second day, and the second day of Shavuos, and the 9th day of Sukkot, which is Simchas Torah. The second day of Sukkot, that was counted in the Ches. But second day of Pesach wasn't, so we count as the 21, the second day of Pesach. So that is the times that you say Halal Sholem, 21 Chutz La'aretz, 18 Netzol. So again, so the Yomim Shayochid Goyim Ben Esahalal, Ben Perik Leperik, you're Poisik, Ben Emtsa Perik, you're not Poisik. Continues the Raisa. The Yomim Shayna Yochid Goyim Ben Esahalal, and the days that the Yochid is not Goyim Ahalal, meaning when you say Chatzi Halal, Rosh Chodesh say Chatzi Halal, the end of Pesach, second day is at Pesach, you don't say Halal Sholem, you say Chatzi Halal. So then, because it's more Kal, Afilu Ben Emtsa Perik Poisik, even in the middle of the Perik, you're allowed to be Poisik. So now, the chiddush over here is that even though l'chayr you made a bracha, since it's only a minik, it's chatzi halal, you're allowed to be poisik. If you didn't make a bracha, then what are we b'chal saying? Of course you're allowed to be poisik. That's going to be the nidin we'll see in the second in Tosis. So zok the Gemara, we'll finish the Gemara first. Eini, v'rabba shove ikla l'gabi d'ravina. Rabba Shove came to Ravina, and it was one of those days of a shchodesh where he not going to halal and gansen. He did not greet him, he did not stop in the middle. He wasn't choshev in his eyes to stop for him. We said that you posik mina kovet, but l'chol adam, it's only meshiv. So he considered him less than mina kovet. He considered him l'chol adam. So l'chol adam, it's he only meshiv. So that's why he takit didn't stop him. That's why the Gemara says l'choshev leid rabina. So it's not a raya from the fact that he didn't stop. So we see Tosis around 15 lines from the top, 5-6 lines above the Ben Nissim going. So Tosis that the yomim shein goyim nitz ahalal piru shayu service shayu goyim noise came the chazal to come dalgid luge shemam no minig abesene biyadeim. This saying chatzi hal is as minig abesene biyadeim. It's a minig. Alma zaktaisis the yomim dein goyim ben nitz ahalal the days that you don't say chatzi halal sholem but rather chatzi halal ein choyv lo oimroi. It's not a choyv but rather mash on oimim oisai hayne mishu minig. Now then Tosis says because of the machzav vitri. State the machzav vitri came in she'en ela minig ba'almo. Since it's only minig, loy mevachin alei. You don't make a bracha on chatzi halal.
And that's Takah the Rambam Paskins, there's the Machzevitri and Toises, the Goyim Paskins like that, that only Shliach Tzibur makes a bracha. On a minig of Chatzi Halal, you don't make a bracha. Zok Toises, Kedom Feg Lulav Arova, Eim Mevoch Na Dovish Uminik, you don't make a bracha on a minig. Over there, by Chavitis Arova, Tiltal Arova, you don't make a bracha, it's a minig. Mior Mir Benetam, Rebenetam argues, he says, no, there ain't raya, there's no raya from there. That Tiltal, when it comes to Tiltal Arova, Vadilam Vachina, you don't make a bracha. Avalam mitzvah pshita demavachinon, but a mitzvah is different. Even though it might be a minig avisena biyadenu, why? The chazino kol yontif sheni ain elam in hagum avachinon. Zok ben etam. What's yontif sheni? Yontif sheni is minig avisena biyadenu, and yet we make a bracha of alachilas matzah the second night of the seder. We make the regular bracha, so we see clearly that you make a bracha on a minig. Aye, you say you don't make a bracha on a minig, tiltal sheni, tiltal the minig ba'alma, you don't make a bracha. Mashe enkein, when something is a mitzvah, then avadi yem avachinon. V'och anami mashem edem avachinon. D'iloy mevachinon, that's Rebbeinu Tam's raya, that you make a bracha chatzi halo, because if it's not mevachinon, then what's bichlal the sugi of being mafsik? May have soka shayich bay. Then there's no sugi of hafsoka. You didn't make a bracha. Mafsik in what? So Tosis clearly says, Rebbeinu Tam, it's a machlokes over here, Rebbeinu Tam and Machzevitri, do you make a bracha on chatzi halo or not? Like we said, this is machlokes Rambam and other shitas, that is the different minhagim of making a bracha on chatzi halal. Now, the Rebbeinu Yonah Grada argues on this raya of Rebbeinu Tam that it must be that you make a bracha, because otherwise, what's the need of mafsik? Rebbeinu Yonah says that no, that even if you did make a bracha, it's still a question if you should be mafsik or not, because you're oisik b'shvacha shal mokim, and you shouldn't be mafsik in the middle of that shvach. But like the pashtus in Tosis says that we're talking about that you make a bracha, because that's the whole nidun of being mafsik or not. So the Biskrov in Sefer, Chidushei Ma'on Rizal Levi, in Hilchos Brochus, he has a shtickle over there, and he explains the Das of the Rambam. Tosfos brings a raya from what? From Yontif Sheni. That minik avisena biyadenu, we know it's a minik, and still you make a brocha, alachilas matzah. Explains the Biskrov that what's the pshat? The pshat is that avada when it comes tam to a minik, when it comes to tiltal arova, you taken at mevorech. Why? Because on minhoga you don't make a brocha. Masha'enken, when the minig is gufa, the chefza of the minig is a mitzvah, the minig is to make, do the mitzvah of achilas matzah, then you taka make a bracha. Meaning when it remains minig, when it's minig, tiltal arova is a minig, it's not a mitzvah, it's not called minig, the status of it is minig, so then you taka don't make a bracha. But when the status of the minig avisenu is mitzvah, do the mitzvah, then you make a bracha, because on mitzvahs you make bracha. And that's what achilas matzah is. Achilas matzah, you'll only make a bracha, and Chavitas Arova, lo oilam remains minig of tiltal. So that's why Yitaka don't make a bracha. Kipling Kilis Yaakov says different. He says, the minig gufu was that you make a bracha. That's what the minig avisena biyadeinu of Achilas Matz is. The minig is to make a bracha, but Biskrov says, and that's how he learns up the Tosis, that here it remains mitzvah. Al mitzvah pshitim vachinon, true it's minig avisenu, but the chefts of it is, do a mitzvah. So now the nidin is, what's this chatzi halal? Is chatzi halal minig, or is chatzi halal mitzvah? And that's, Al-Kabam, he says in the Rambam, to understand the Rambam, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Yeah, look inside in the Sefer. Now, there's legabe the minig of Kriyas HaMegillus that we have in Yom Tovim on Rus and Koheles. So over there, the Maseches Sofrim, it's a minig taka. Over there, the Maseches Sofrim says that you make a bracha. That's how the Goyim Paskins. So over there, that's a whole nidan that taka you make a bracha on a minig, and that also comes in over here. The Goyim says even more than that you make even a shechiyonu. That's minig Yushlaim. But that is also the sugi of making a bracha on a minig. The question is the problem of a tzivanu or not? There's loy sasur, the whole nidin in the achronim about this sugi. It's very yisoidis the ketesis. Another important akuda in the Gemara says that there's a kavul chayma. Kriyashma deraisi yepoisik, so halod rabbonon miboya. Or no, pisuminisa shiny. The Gemara says, yepoisik vein bekachklum. And yetaka have a kavul chayma, kriyashma deraisi yepoisik, halod rabbonon miboya. So there's a question, what exactly are we referring to when we say Kriyashma Deraisa? What is the Deraisa in Kriyashma? There's a big machlokes rishonim, which part is Deraisa? Some say, Shagasai is arichas on this, but some say it's only the Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa. Others say the first parsha is Deraisa, others say the first two, or all three. Sechiris Yitzchiz Mitzrayim is Taka Deraisa, but is the whole Kriyashma Deraisa is only the first Pasuk? So Oy Bazoi, you have to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, Kriyashma Deraisa Pasuk, is the Chayetz Apella. Because if you're going that only the first Pasuk is the Raisa, so what do you mean you're Pasuk? You're not allowed to be Pasuk by the first Pasuk. First Pasuk, we said clearly the halacha is that
By Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, you're not allowed to be poisek only for pikuach nefesh. All the other ones, from then onward, it's a question of mipnei akov, mipnei ayira, me'ikar adin like Rabbi Yehuda. But in Shema Yisrael itself, you're not poisek. Now, if Kriya Shema deraisa is only the first posik, what are Michal saying? You're poisek. You're not poisek by Kriya Shema, the first posik. So the Shagasaya, Taka wants to bring a raya, to wait to understand the sugya, is Kriya Shema deraisa, you can only understand if the whole parsha is the whole first parsha is deraisa. But if only the first pasuk is deraisa, then you're not allowed to be mafsik. So what do you mean Kriya Shema poisik? So he brings a raya like the shitas that the first parsha is deraisa, the whole vahafta. And that's taka, the raya, but the Gemara says Kriya Shema poisik, halloi kol shekein. But if it's only the first pasuk, deraisa, then you're not taka, not allowed to be poisik in the first pasuk. The Netziv, in his Tshuva Sefer, he's matchil his raya, and he says that no, the big yisoid in what is get of the raisa. He says avada could be only the first pasuk is the raisa, only Shema Yisrael. In Shema Yisrael and Allah be mafsik. So what's the pasuk? The pasuk in the Gemara is avada talking about in the parsha Rishoina. The pshat is that sometimes you can have a mitzvah the raisa that you yoitza when you do an initial act, but the mitzvah the raisa continues even though you already mekayim the mitzvah the raisa. For instance, but netilas lulav b'hakbob alma you yoitza the mitzvah as soon as you pick it up. But now that you know to the lulav, you mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Just because you were yoitz the mitzvah deraisa the first second doesn't mean the continuation of it is a continuation of the mitzvah deraisa. So the same thing, or even shofar, other mitzvahs, the initial tkiyas is the mitzvah, but now that you're doing more, you mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. But hakbaz lulav is the classic example. So zok the netziv, the same thing with kriyashma. Kriyashma deraisa kol olam could only be the first pasuk. What's the raya or bezoy the kol shekein kriyashma deraisa your pasuk? Poisek is only in the first parsha. The first parsha is not the deraisa, but it's a hemshech of the deraisa. And the din that kolshkein, the kavachomer, is on the fact that the hemshech of the parsha goes into the, you extended the deraisa. The deraisa loyim was only the first posik. But now that you said vahafta, so that's also the deraisa, an extension. It's like continuing holding the lulav after the initial akbar. You become the mitzvah deraisa. And that is the, you learned the Gemara over here, that kriyashma deraisa, loyim, if only the first posik is deraisa, it's a continuation of that mitzvah deraisa, and that's the kol shekein of halal yipoisik. Meaning not like the Shakasai. Shakasai wants to bring a raya, like the shitas that hold the whole first parasha is deraisa. He says, no, lo'olam, it's only the first pasuk, but it's a continuation of the deraisa, and that's enough for the kavul chayim of the Gemara of kriyashma deraisa poisik, halal kol shekein. Zog demol vayta boi minei, ashiyin tonet v'habami m'rabami. Hashorui b'taynes, if someone is fasting, Tais is going to say right away, we're talking about a tainus yochid that he's mekabel on himself. We're not talking about a chiv of a tainus. The person is mekabel on himself to fast. He's shogu b'tainus, ma'u sheyitoim. A lot of taste, I'm not eating. Tais right away says, we're talking about that you don't swallow it, you just taste it and spit it out. Are you allowed to do that? Achila v'shtiyah kobla alei. I was only mekabel myself eating and drinking. V'holeiko. Tima ba'alma is not called achila v'shtiyah, so it was never nichlal in my kabbalah tainus. I don't know. Hano kabbalah le'ah is mekabel any hano. But iko and even team is a hano. And that the Gemara answers. Omale toyem ve'em bekach klum. You're allowed to be toyem, and you don't have to worry about the fact that you're mekabel a tainus. It's not a steer. It's not a contradiction to the tainus. I don't know what the continuation of the Gemara is. Maybe because ve'em bekach klum. The last Gemara we just said. The question was about halal and megillah. Are you poisek or not? So the Gemara said poisek ve'em bekach klum. Where the Gemara says lashon of toyem ve'em bekach klum. Maybe that's the hamshach of the two sugyas. But upon him, the Gemara says shor b'taynis b'toyem em bekach klum. Now, when you say em bekach klum, does that mean you're allowed to be toyem the whole day and spit it out in the whole day and being keep on being toyem? So Gemara, no. At kama, there's a limit to that also. At kama, Rebamiv Ravasi tomi at shir reviso. Until a revius, you're allowed to be toyem. You can't go out through the whole day and being toyem and being poilet. But until a revius, that's not nichlal in the Kabbalah's tainis and memela that you're allowed to do until a revius. Well, do you see the tesis inside? It's a tesis. Odilma hanok kibla lei. Highlight the mashma the agib tainis yochid shekibla olav avatainis a kosav loy toim ve'em bekachlum pirzrach shechoyzu poilet. We're talking about that you spit it out. The lechoshav hanok minati ima. We're not talking about that you actually swallowed it, because then it's not considered anor by merely tasting. Ava bolea, but if you actually swallowed loy, then afilu b'shaataniyos umishemochi apoylet in tzor brocha sheninena. So tais the chiddush. That's why when someone is toyim and he spits it out, he wouldn't not need a brocha because not nena. When you take a mashu osalecha mel mazab loy brocha, but if you don't swallow, if you poylet, then you attack a not need a brocha. There's a question in the poskim. If you're poilet, if ain't tzorich levorich, meaning you don't have to make a bracha, or you're not allowed to make a bracha. The Bach is medayik from the Lashon Atur, Lashon Avir and Taisus, but really Lashon Atur, that ain't a tzorich, meaning you're allowed to make a bracha. But it doesn't mean you have to, ain't a tzorich. But Kivega says no, Kivega is later in Daf Lamed Vav, in Ketzim Vorchin, he says that it's not a raya from this Lashon, and la'olam, you're not allowed to make a bracha. It's a bracha vatola. You're not being nana, you didn't swallow. On Tima, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Rashi, interestingly, points out, what's this Tima? Why are you being toyim? Zok Rashi, because you want to know if it needs more salt or it needs more spices. Does you have to add pepper or not? Interesting why Rashi has to say ladas in tzorach melach. Rashi could have said you're toyim because you want to taste it. You want to taste if it's good. You're hungry. That's the question. You want to be toyim. Is that itself a reason that you're allowed to or not? So the question if you can medayik in Rashi or not, meaning. Maybe if you taka want to taste it, then avada you would need a bracha. Even if you poil it that, because then it's taka for a hana, then it's taka because you're hungry. Here it's just test it out, maybe, to see if it needs salt. Kopon, maybe yesh mokum l'chalik between the specific cases, why you're being toim. Zog demo vayta omarav, kol anois in shalom l'chaveru koim shispal. If someone greets his friend before he davens, and he says shalom, shalom is shem Hashem. Ki'ilu osa boma, it's as if he built a boma. Because after all, going to daven is like, connected to Beis HaMikdash, connected to Tfilos, connected to Mizbeach. So instead of going to the Mizbeach, you're veering off and you're going to your friend to say Shalom to him. Shalom Hashem Hashem. So it's as if you, instead of going to the Mizbeach, you're going to a Boma, you're making a Boma. Zog digamoga, shenema, chidlu lechem in ha'odam asher neshoma ba'apoy, ki ba'meh nechshav hu, al tiki ba'meh el ha'boma. Ushmul omar, a new touch in the posik. You're being machshav this person and not the Eibishter. Like we had the Gemara earlier, that a person eats before davening is acha geyecho. First you took care of your own needs, and only then you're mispalad dimchem. So that's the wrong, that's incorrect. So we're also, you're being machshav lezeh v'loy lalaka. Now, the Rebbeinu Yoyne brings over here, and it's brought down in the Poskim also, that it is only because he said shalom. He said shalom aleichem, shem Hashem. But if you say, tzafra tave demore tav, which means good morning in Aramaic, so then it's mutra, because he's not saying Shem Hashem. So then, Rabbeinu Yoni brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chachmei Provancia, that this would not be a problem. He himself argues in the Chachmei Provancia, and he says that this is only by Mashkem Lepisch. Okay, we'll see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Sheishes, Peprokim, it says in our Mishnah, Sholem Ibn Yaakovet, Umeishiv. So it says clearly that Peprokim, Prokim is talking about Kriyashma. Zog Rashi. What does that mean by Kriyashma? That means before you daven Shmona Esrei. Tefillah means Shmona Esrei. V'Kriyashma koyin mitfilu v'ketani shoyel. So it says clearly you're allowed to be shoyel before tefillah, and it says you're allowed to be shoyel b'nei hakoved. We just said a second ago that if a person is nois and shalom l'chavei koyim shispalel kilu osa boma, how could you be shoyel by Kriyashma? It's before tefillah. Avdem entfer the Gemara. Tilgum rav abo b'mashkem l'pischoi. This whole din, is when you go out of your way and you're not on your way to shul and you meet someone that's coming across you and you say shalom to him. No. You'll go out of your way and you go to the guy's house, you knock on his door and you say shalom to him. Then it's mashkan lepischoi, then it's kilo bona boma. Mashenkein, when you're asked a question, or shalom b'nei hakoved in the middle of Krishma, that's like bumping into him. Then taketz mutter. That's not the din of osabama. Osabama is only when you go out of your way and you're mashkan lepischoi. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rab Idi by Avin, my short takes out these parentheses, to repeat it over here, but it's Omer Rab Idi by Avin, Omer Rab Yitzchok, by Ashin. Os lo lo odom las chafetz of kodim shispali, you're not allowed to do your own errands, your own business dealings, before you daven, shenemar, tzedek lefonov yahalech, tzedek, Zog Rashi, tzedek zloshen tfila, shematzdiko leboiro, you matzdik de ebishter on you, vahoda, and only afterwards, vayosem pomer vadach chafetzov. So again, the pasuk says, "Tzedek lefon of yahalech." First, you do the tefillah, v'yosam nederech pa'amov, and only afterwards you do your chafetzim, your business dealings. V'omgav idi ba'avin, omgav yitzok ba'ashion. Kol mispalav achach yoytzel lederech. If someone davens first, and only afterwards he's yoytzel lederech, only afterwards he takes care of his business dealings. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oysel chafetzov. It's taka going to be like the Gemara said before, nugaloi. He'll taka be matzliach if you first take care of your tefillah before you take care of your own dealings. Shenemar, we learn from this pasuk, tzedek lefon of yahalech, v'yosam lederech. Pa'omov. And that's taka v'yosam l'derech pa'omov only afterwards. See the last Gemara, Zog Gemara, Om Rab Yoina, Om Rab Zera. Kol alon shivas yomim b'loy chaloim. If someone sleeps 7 days without a dream, so nikra, because amol, the person was in amolig dergas, they were in high madregas, the Eibishter, so to speak, relayed messages to people in the chaloimus. So if someone had 7 days without a chaloim, so he's not on the status of being a person that is on the madrega, so he's called a nikra. Shenemar, v'sheva yolim bal yipoked ra, altiki soiva elosheva. So we dash in the lotion as if it says sheva. That means 7 days, bal yolin, bal yipoked, then you consider the ra. Omle rav acha b'reda rab chiyah bar abi, hochi, abba hochi om rab chiyah om rab yechinon. Kol ha-mazbiya atzmei divetari, hanu pshad in the posik. If you mazbiya, you satiate yourself with divetari before you go to sleep, velon, and then you go to sleep, aim of vasanoise psuas rois, you won't get bad tidings, you won't get bad psuas. If a person wants psuas toivas, then be lon mitach divetari, before you go to sleep, make sure you're mitach divetari. Shenemar, eloshen of sevea, v'sheva yolim ba yipokit ra, eloshen of sevea. A lashon of svi of being satiated by the Torah, like Gedolei Yisrael, people have witnessed how during their sleep their mouths, their lips are being mamalmal by the Torah, because vashteitzach they're lon b'tech by the Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here at the bottom of Yudalei Amud Aleph.